Andrew from Free Intelligent Conversation on the line, joining you now. Andrew, how you doing?
Doing well, and yourself?
Hey, I'm ready to have a meaningful conversation with you, that's for sure. So basically, look, you guys have got these events that are happening. Tell us what we can normally expect. How did it go down, the one that happened about 2 weeks ago in Sydney?
So the last one that happened was it was actually last Saturday just passed.
Yeah.
And essentially, we had that one at Prince Alfred Park, the next one about Hyde Park. And what it is, we just meet up. There was around 15 of us last week, and we grouped up together, and we all had a few signs and a few cards. And the cards all have different questions, and essentially we just stood around the park, and then as people walked by, some would look, keep walking, some would come up, and then I'd pick a card, and we just had a conversation with each other.
So what does it say on the sign that sort of lures people in?
It just says, free intelligent conversation.
Really? And how do you define intelligent?
So intelligence, not, you know, anything science-based or information or factual. I guess we define intelligent as everyone's got something to share. So whether it's a journey, whether it's a, you know, just a story you'd like to share about your past, or so everyone's different, and we just like to engage with people that, you know, you wouldn't normally engage with.
Yeah. What do you think is an unintelligent conversation, like one that might be a bit of a waste of time in an event like this?
Ooh, good question. Don't know actually. Probably. Yeah. No. I guess.
Maybe something that isn't from the heart.
Yeah, or someone, you know, coming up to you to try to sell you something, opposed to having a hidden agenda versus, you know, wanting to actually get to know you and talk about something meaningful to them.
Do you think that that's something that's a bit common maybe these days, is people having an agenda?
Yes, very, very common.
Where are you seeing that? Like, what experiences have you had with that, do you think?
I guess, you know, whether, like, if, for example, even now on Saturday, as you're walking by, holding the sign, you know, there was no hidden agenda. And a lot of people would look, but they'd kind of be a bit hesitant because they're thinking, geez, you know, what do these guys want from me? You know, they're trying to sell me something. And then so a lot of people kind of avoid it, whereas, you know, really we're just here to, you know, open up the world and just make a safe place for everyone to share their ideas and their stories and, you know, just learn from each other.
Yeah, and you guys do these all over the place. Have you found there's maybe differences in how different cities respond to your events?
Well, to be honest, Saturday was the first event I'd held, and I came across these guys in August when I was in San Francisco. I was at Dolores Park, and the founder was actually there, and he had the signs, he was holding the sign, and I went up there, and I'm like, geez, man, this is a genius idea. And we sat there and we spoke for, you know, a good 30 minutes about, you know, all types of things. And and by the end of it, I was kind of like, wow, you know, this is like the conversation that we had, I don't usually have with, you know, my closest of friends or family, because it's kind of, I feel as though sometimes there's a bit of a barrier between, you know, your closest friends, where there's some things that you don't necessarily open up to compared to just chatting with a random stranger. There's no, you know, form of judgment. So I guess, you know, it's kind of been received pretty well all over the world so far from what I hear, from what I experience.
Yeah, far out. And so with these conversation cards you're talking about, should we, for people wanting to get involved, do they write their own sort of topics they're wanting to explore, or do you guys have custom made sort of here you go, have a crack kind of cards?
Yeah, so they're pretty much custom made, and they're super light, and there's some that are, you know, quite, you know, meaningful and quite deep. So really, and it's kind of open-ended, so sometimes someone will come across and, you know, you'll be chatting about one thing and then it'll lead to another thing, so you essentially make your own questions by the end of it. There's no real guideline and there's no definition about intelligent conversation. It's just really connecting with one another.
Yeah, well, are you surprised that it's, I mean, how many conversations would you be having in a general session? Like, are you surprised that it's getting as many or as little? Like, for me, I would be super skeptical, and that's just because I maybe haven't done something like this before. Were you sort of skeptical in having your first attempt at it? And I mean, how did it go?
Oh yeah, definitely skeptical. Like, you're kind of thinking like, oh yeah, it's quite, you know, you're putting yourself out there, just standing in the middle of a park holding up a sign, and then you're thinking, oh, this is real awkward. But then, what, you know, when you, you know, people come across and then you actually start engaging with them and having really meaningful conversations, it's kind of like, wow, it's really worth it. And, so you can be skeptical of it, but once you kind of, you know, experience it and you realize how powerful, you know, how powerful the conversations are, and how, you know, you learn from one another, you kind of think to yourself, geez, like here I am, you know, stuck in my own little bubble and not really knowing what's out there, and, you know, putting yourself out there and meeting people that you, you know, wouldn't normally speak with, you know, whether they're a different race or, you know, they're just, I guess, different altogether.
What would you say to people who, I mean, I'm sure there's people that having these meaningful conversations with strangers are probably something they'd be really interested in, but maybe they're a bit shy, because it does involve putting yourself out there, and that can be pretty tough for some people. What do you think you'd say to entice those kind of people?
Well, yeah, just like my friend Robin, so she loved the idea, but she's like, you know, it's just not for me. I go, why is that? She's like, oh, I just don't feel comfortable, you know, holding up a sign. I'm like, well, how about I hold the sign and you hang with me and we can have the conversations with other people? And she's like, yeah, like that sounds pretty good. So for the people that are, you know, quite nervous about it, they can, you know, group up with other people. So while they're waiting for people to walk by, they can actually just connect with one another. So aside from talking to strangers, you can actually connect with the people, with other people wanting to do the same thing. So with the, you know, the same agenda and the same mindset. So it's open for everyone, really.
Well, it sounds really interesting. 23rd of December in Hyde Park. Andrew, hey, thanks so much for breaking it down for us.
Not a problem. All right, enjoy your afternoon.